Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Devotees, we are continuing this evening reading from the 8th chapter of the Adi Lila of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. And we were just reading the other day about the Lord Chaitanya, when he was studying under Gangadas Pandit and exhibiting most incredible abilities, actually, in terms of learning different Vedic sciences. By that I mean like logic, argument, grammar, Sanskrit grammar, and the different declensions of different verbs and these types of things, different sutras, different means, different short verses which establish how the language is used in this situation or that. It's a complex science. It's really very complex. And at lunchtime, or just before lunchtime, the boys would go down to the Ganges and take bath, and then afterwards they'd go home for lunch. But while they were down there by the Ganges for bathing and so on, the students of other teachers would come, and there'd be all sorts of disputes between the different groups of students of different teachers, and sometimes it had become a little, you could say, a little wild, throwing mud at each other, throwing sand at each other, what to speak of splashing. And we read that sometimes they would fight and like this dispute so wildly that while within the Ganges or just by the edge of the Ganges, that the water of the Ganges would become muddy because they're stirring things up so much. So it was really quite a situation. And at the end, we read how the Lord would challenge them, that he would, or they would challenge the Lord, actually, that to explain different sutras describing different grammatical types of phenomena, explain the sutras on verbal roots. Verbal root is called a dhatu, the fundamental form of a verb. and the Lord would do that, explain it just in incredible ways, brilliant ways, how different forms of the verb, like past, present, future, and participles. I don't know if you remember those things from school, but these different grammatical phenomena, how they come about, or rather the different rules by which they come about. And they would just be, the others would be astonished. But then he would refute them. And they become astonished again. And then he would reestablish them in different ways. They become even more astonished again. So these things were going on. And these things are still going on. This is where we left off, basically. So, just keep it with me. So, here's an interesting little aspect of the description here, that while sporting in the Ganges, sometimes they'd swim across to the other side, like this. And there's a nice description Vrindavan Das Thakur gives. Let me just read it, actually. It's just, 5 verses. Seeing the good fortune of the Yamuna in obtaining the association of Lord Krishna, the Ganges had cherished the desire for the same opportunity. The Ganges constantly prayed, "When will I be fortunate like the Yamuna?" Although the Ganges is worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, she nevertheless still desires the good fortune of the Yamuna. Lord Gaurasunda is like a wish-fulfilling tree, and he constantly satisfied the desires of the Ganges. So, yes, all these pastimes going on by the Ganges, in the Ganges, they're all very amazing, and so amazing that demigods, we already read how in certain situations demigods would come to witness the beauty of the Lord, the activities of Lord Chaitanya. So here it's described how the omniscient Brihaspati, he would come regularly down there by the Ganges to witness the sports and the scholarly presentations of Lord Chaitanya. Yes. So Nimai then, he fulfilled the desires of Ganga Devi. He'd bathe in the Ganges. He'd water Tulsi with Ganges water. Then he'd go home, take prasad. And then afterwards, he would sit in a secluded place in his house or just by the house, normally in, but sometimes just by the house, to study and write commentaries on these different sutras, grammatical sutras. You know, grammar. Do you remember grammar? You remember what a noun is, an adjective, a verb, an adverb, a adjectival participle. How's that? So Lord Chaitanya was really into this, and he was so much into this that Jagannath Mishra, you remember, was it last week perhaps, or just not long ago at all, we told the story of how Lord Chaitanya, after Vishwarup, his brother, took sannyas, how Lord Chaitanya was forbidden to study. You remember that? Because his parents felt that Vishwarup, the brother, had left home because of studying so much. He just got so much knowledge that he just felt he had to leave home, and he left home. So their idea was, let Nimai remain a fool, but at least he'll stay at home. Yes. But Nimai didn't like that, and he protested and got up to all sorts of mischief. And then some of the neighbors came and chastised Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata. But, you know, we sometimes have to struggle to get our boys to go to school. Your boy wants to go. He's getting angry because he's not allowed. So come on, you know. You just got to see your good fortune, appreciate your good fortune. Let him study. So they let him study again. And then, of course, what we read about the other day was happening. He was just studying and learning in most incredible ways. And Jagannath Mishra, seeing the genius of Nimai, he was just becoming more and more happy that my son, Nimai, is going to be just the top scholar of all. So let's read a few verses in this regard. Seeing his son studying attentively, Jagannath Mishra floated in an ocean of happiness and forgot whether it was day or night. Every day Jagannath Mishra felt indescribable happiness on seeing the face of his son. Sri Mishra drank the nectarian beauty of his son's form in such a way that it appeared he had merged his body with the Lord. Jagannath Mishra, however, considered the happiness of merging with the Lord to be most insignificant. I offer my unlimited obeisances at the feet of Sri Jagannath Mishra, whose son was the Lord of innumerable universes. So, seeing the beauty of Nimai, which was surpassing the beauty of Cupid, Nimai's limbs, each limb extraordinarily beautiful, Jagannath Mishra thought that I am afraid that my son is so beautiful he may be attacked by ghosts or demons. What do you think of that? Better not to be beautiful. Better to be ordinary. Then you don't have to worry about being attacked by ghosts. Ghosts and demons. Anyway, that's what he says. So, and out of fear, Jagannath Mishra surrendered Nimai at the lotus feet of Krishna. Yes. It means by offering prayers and like that. While Nimai was watching from a little way away and smiling, seeing the sincerity of his father. So he was chanting different prayers. O my Lord, I am your servant. Everything I possess belongs to you. So please preserve it. Therefore, do not allow any obstacle or danger to disturb my son. In this way, with folded hands and fixed concentration, Jagannath Mishra constantly begged for the Lord's mercy on his son, on Nima. Oh, the devotees. We mentioned last night, just in a few couple of words, we mentioned about the dream of Jagannath Mishra. The dream. Oh, what a dream. Let us just read here how he describes his dream to Mother Sachi. One day Jagannath Mishra unexpectedly had a dream that filled his heart simultaneously with happiness and lamentation. After the dream, he offered his obeisances and prayed, O Lord Govinda, let Nimai stay at home. O Krishna, this is the only benediction that I ask of you. Let Nimai stay at home as a householder. Astonished, Mother Sachi inquired, why are you praying like this? Why are you suddenly asking for these benedictions? And Jagannath Mishra then explained, today I dreamt that Nimai had shaved his head. Yes. I am unable to describe how wonderful he looked dressed as a sannyasi. Yes. He laughed, danced, and cried while constantly chanting the name of Krishna. Headed by Advaita Acharya, the devotees performed kirtan as they circumambulated Nimai. The next moment, I saw Nimai sitting on Lord Vishnu's Singhasan, on his throne, and placing his feet on the heads of the devotees. Oh, sure. Brahma, Shiva, and Nantashesh, everyone was there chanting, Jai Sachinanda. As I watched, devotees in all directions offered prayers with great ecstasy. I then became speechless out of fear. Shortly thereafter, I saw Nimai dancing through the streets of Navadvip, surrounded by millions of people. As those innumerable people followed Nimai, the sound of their chanting the holy names of Lord Hari filled the universe and pierced the coverings of the universe. The only sound I heard was the prayers that were being offered to Nimai from all sides. As he traveled on the path to Neelachal, Jagannath Puri. After seeing this dream, I became filled with anxiety for Nimai that he may take sannyas. Sachi then said, although you had such a dream, don't worry. Nimai will certainly remain at home. Krishna. He's not interested in anything other than his studies, as if that has become his life and soul. In this way, the most exalted couple discussed various topics out of affection for their son. So, devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in this way, after a few days, Jagannatha Mishra left this world, passed away. There are no details of how it happened, why, what was the cause, or any of these things. Just says that he departed from this world. And of course, Mother Sachi was devastated, and the description given in Chaitanya Bhagavat is that just as Lord Ram was overwhelmed when his father Dasarath passed away, similarly Lord Gaurasunda was overwhelmed when his father Jagannath Mishra passed away. And Mother Sachi became more and more dependent on her son, on Nimai. More and more dependent. If she did not see Gaurachandra for a danda, which means 24 minutes, if she didn't see Gaurachandra for a danda, she would faint and become blinded, unconscious or senseless. And here, this is a comment from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. The phrase, dui chakshe, two eyes, hana anda, anda means blind. Yeah. The phrase, dui chakshe hana anda, she was blinded, is used because Nimai was the eyesight of Mother Sachi. And like this, Nimai was constantly giving special attention to Mother Sachi and caring for her and looking after her in great detail, and pacifying her, giving her solace, encouraging, solacing, and reassuring her. He would say, oh mother, don't be aggrieved. As long as I'm with you, you have everything. I will readily bring you that which people consider rare, for even Brahma and Shiva. What do you think is that? That's the chanting of the holy names, yeah. Although he's not sort of explicitly making it clear, but in effect that's what he's saying. So, yes, like this. Now, however, So therefore, how could she remain miserable? Rather, Sachidevi soon recovered her blissful nature. Yes. However, the situation changed after a little while. Not long after the departure, the passing away of Sri Jagannath Mishra, Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, started to become very demanding, insisting, "I want this, I want that. Why is that not here?" And insisting like this to poor Mother Sachi. And it's very, I mean, what we're going to discuss now, it's just about one of the most astonishing pastimes, and even potentially sort of confusing or bewildering pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. His father's just passed away. His mother's there looking after everything herself. And he's doing his studying most of the time. So it's not an easy situation for his mother. But Lord Chaitanya and Nimai started becoming very demanding. The verse says, what did he say? He would make demands like the king of kings. He never considered whether there was anything at home or not. If he didn't get what he demanded, there would be no escape from his wrath. He would even break the door of the house without considering that it was his loss, because it's his house. Still, out of affection, Sachi would try to immediately give him whatever he demanded. She's such a devoted mother. Even though Lord Chaitanya is gradually becoming, you know, the only thing you could say is wilder and wilder. Wilder and wilder. So listen to this. I'm going to read this. One day, as the Lord prepared to go and take bath in the Ganges, he asked his mother for oil and amalaki. "I want to worship the Ganges after taking bath," he said. "So please give me a garland and some sandalwood paste." His mother replied, "Please listen, my dear child. I will go bring a garland. Just wait a moment." As soon as he heard the words, "I will go bring," the son of Sachi became as angry as Lord Rudra. "You will go now. You will go now to get a garland." Saying this, the Lord angrily entered the house. In an angry mood, the Lord first broke all the pots of Ganges water. Then he took a stick and broke the containers of oil, ghee, and salt to pieces. The Supreme Independent Lord then broke the small and big clay pots that were used for auspicious ceremonies. Oil, ghee, milk, rice, cotton, paddy, salt, buddy, and mung dal were strewn throughout the entire house. In an angry mood, the Lord tore down and smashed all the hanging pots. He tore apart the cloth and everything else he found in the house. After breaking everything, he directed his anger on the house. Holding a stick in his two hands, he began striking the house. No one dared to restrain him. Then, after smashing the doors and house, he began hitting a tree with his stick. Still, his anger did not subside, and he began striking the earth. Mother Sachi fearfully hid in a corner of the house. The Lord is the personification of religious principles. He advented to establish Sanatana Dharma. So he never tried to hit his mother. Although the Lord was filled with anger, he would not hit his mother. After breaking everything he could, the Lord finally began to roll in the courtyard out of anger. As the golden limbs of the Lord became covered with sand, he appeared indescribably beautiful. After rolling on the ground for some time, Gora calmed down as he continued lying there. In this way, the Lord of Vaikuntha entered into yoga nidra as he lay there on the ground. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says that this indicates that the Lord slept there on the ground with the help of yoga maya. So he who lies on the body of Ananta, he whose lotus feet are constantly served by the goddess of fortune, he who is to be known through the Vedas, that same Lord was now sleeping in the courtyard of Sachi. He whose hair pores are the source of innumerable universes, he whose servants direct the creation, maintenance, and destruction of those universes, he whose glories intoxicate the minds of even Shiva and Brahma, that same Lord was now sleeping in the courtyard of Sachi. As the Supreme Lord thus relished yoga nidra, all the demigods either cried or laughed. Shortly thereafter, Sachi Devi brought a garland and other ingredients for worshipping the Ganges. She slowly brushed the sand off the Lord's body and lifted him up. "Get up, my dear son. Open your eyes and take this garland. Go worship the Ganges as you desire. It is good that you have broken everything. I hope that all future impediments have been destroyed by this act." On hearing his mother's words, Sri Gora Sunda felt embarrassed and went to take bath. Okay. So we will carry on Monday. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gopremanande.